It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
And joining us today on the Chadron State Sports Journal is Ellie Owens. Ellie's a Chadron State senior and the starting center fielder for the Eagles softball team as well. And Ellie, first of all, thanks for joining us here on the program this week. We want to start with asking, you know, how you're doing now, a few weeks into the new world of online remote learning, being away from the classrooms, campus, stuff like that. How are you and how is all of that going for you thus far?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. It was definitely a shocker to be transitioned into this all of a sudden. It was very unexpected. But I think that everyone at Chadron is handling it really well. The transition to online classes has been great. Honestly, it went a lot smoother than I expected. And in terms of softball, I mean, my coach is handling everything really well, and I don't have a lot of worries right now. So it's been better than I expected when I first found out everything was going to be changing.
You know, before we started the interview and getting set up for this here today, we talked about how different town kind of feels. Is the classes that you're taking, are your professors trying to keep a regular schedule for online things, or is it just sort of do it when you can, or Zoom meetings at different times? How is that really kind of working when you get down into the details?
Well, for me, I'm in majority of science classes, and so almost all of the science classes I've ever taken have been in person. So I'm not very used to the whole online thing, but most of them have done the same schedule, Zoom classes. So we all meet online and go over all the content just like we would in class. So it's really not that different, besides we're just not there in person. And we can still ask questions and everything. So it's been pretty good. And then for a couple classes, we do our professors will just pre-record their like PowerPoints with the voiceover or something, and you can just do it on your own time. But then we'll have certain like expected quizzes and tests that are still at the normal class time. So it's been almost pretty regular, besides the fact I'm not driving and sitting in class every day. So,
well, I'm glad the transition's been really smooth for you, Ellie, and you sound healthy. I presume you've been staying healthy and staying away from this virus, right?
Yes, I have. I did go home to Longmont, Colorado for that extra week of spring break we got. So when I came back to Chadron, I did have to self-quarantine myself for 14 days, which I thought was a good idea just to keep everyone safe here in Chadron, since it's not as serious here yet as it is back home in Colorado, which is a good thing. So,
right. What was the toughest part about that self-quarantine when you got back to Chadron? What was hard about that? What was the biggest challenge of just kind of hanging out for 14 days alone?
I mean, it wasn't too bad because school definitely kept me busy, and Chadron is just so empty right now, like we said in general, that I wasn't missing out on much outside of my house. So, I mean, I went for walks and stuff and stayed active in my house, and it wasn't too bad, and just focused on school. So
very good. Well, good transition, good to be healthy, and good to have you on the show tonight. Ellie Owens, Chadron State senior and starting center fielder for the softball team. And one of the main topics, Ellie, that I wanted to talk to you about is this extra season of eligibility that was granted by the NCAA to spring sports athletes who had their seasons canceled by the coronavirus situation. Now, the RMAC season was really just getting started when all of this was hitting, and you were playing your senior season for the Eagles. You have decided to come back and play another senior year, if you will, with this new rule. Tell me about that decision, and was it an easy one for you?
It honestly was a pretty easy decision for me. So originally when everything started, and coach told us that our season was going to be canceled, she right away said that they are looking into opportunities for seniors and everyone to have an extra year and get that eligibility back that we are losing this season. And so ever since that first talk, I mean, it was always a thought in my head. I didn't have any bad gut feelings or doubts that this was my absolute last time I had ever played softball. So I just kind of trusted that and waited it out. And then coach did give us the official word that they were offering that extra year that we could take. And I just knew right away that it was all going to work out and that I wasn't done yet. So I'm really grateful for that, though, because we were off to such a good start this year, and I just can't wait to continue it next year. So,
yeah, you guys were off to a solid start, chasing down an RMAC tournament berth. So you said, obviously, the disappointment kind of settled in when the season was being canceled, but immediately Coach Ness let you know that there's some opportunities for things coming forward. That's certainly helped probably calm things down a little bit and take away some of that sadness. So what about your teammates? What have they been saying about looking forward, and what's the conversation with the girls and the coaches been about now that you're in this sort of early off season, but you still have a chance to bring back virtually the entire team maybe next year?
Well, at first, everyone was obviously really disappointed and really just in shock because we had such momentum and everything just, like, stopped. So it was kind of hard, but then Coach took it right away, and she just decided to go head forward, move nothing but forward, and not spend too much time dwelling on what could have been, instead start working on what we have to do in the future. So that honestly helped a lot with just not kind of dwelling on this whole situation and just using it as an opportunity to have more time to work better or work towards next season to become better. And so I think the whole team is excited. I mean, we all bonded really well this year, and we all have meetings on our virtual study hall right now. So we all get to chat a little bit every day, and we're just excited. I mean, we're all just going to come back and try to just become better and build off of what we already created this year. So,
Ellie Owens joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, Eagle senior and the starting center fielder for CSC softball. And Ellie, what's the process been for getting the extra year officially? Have you started going through that yet with the athletics department? Is it over? How does that all kind of come together to make it official?
I am unsure so far because nothing has really happened besides words that I get another season and that I get to maintain the scholarship that I have, and that everything will basically be the same as this year, but I get to do it again next year. But we haven't gotten into any details in terms of signing anything or reaching out for anything beyond just the verbal commitment of it all, because, I mean, I'm guessing because there's obviously a lot that they need to figure out right now.
Sure.
And meeting in person obviously is a very, it's not happening right now. So
yeah, a lot of empty questions still being filled in as this process moves forward. And glad you've verbally committed to come on back for that extra year for CSC softball. And when I talked with some athletic officials when this ruling first came down a few weeks ago in Division II, we talked about how much class would have to be taken. Let's say, you know, somebody in your shoes, a senior, if you were on schedule to graduate with a bachelor's degree and decided you didn't want to pursue a graduate degree, wanted to go into the real world and get things started, and real world in air quotes, right? To get life started and a job started, perhaps, as opposed to coming back to college. You mentioned biology and you're studying that. What is your major, and are you set to graduate and then going to pursue a higher level degree, or are you still going to be working on your bachelor's? Are you required to continue in a certain amount of classes? Is there enough out there that you've learned on that situation? You could fill us in on how that'll work for these athletes that want to come back for the extra year.
Yeah, so I was actually very fortunate with this whole situation because I had already planned on extending my bachelor's degree to be 5 years. So I have a full schedule next year to finish my bachelor's degree in biology. So I am majoring in biology, and then I have a minor in veterinary science. So one could say I'm on the pre-veterinary science path. I plan on applying to vet schools this summer. So if this was my actual senior year, that was my plan, to apply to vet school, finish out, work a little bit next year, finish my classes for vet school, and hopefully get in, and then spend all of next year just preparing myself to take that next step in my education. But I'm guessing that most people that are taking their extra year either have the same case scenario as me. I know that Jelly, another senior on our team, she planned for an extra semester, so I think she's just, if she does come back, which I think she is, she's just planning on pushing that a little bit farther, because that spring semester during season, we only need, I think, one or two classes to be eligible to play.
Okay.
So that helps a lot with that.
Yeah, timing is everything in life, and interesting how something so disruptive actually kind of fits timing-wise, maybe pretty solid into your future schedule, Ellie. And I'm glad to hear that things have been a smooth transition. And even going forward, there's no major disruption for you. As we visit with Ellie Owens, CSC senior and member, of course, of the CSC softball team. You talked about kind of getting out, jogging, running a little bit. How much training and working out have you been able to kind of do regarding softball? Can you get some weight training done? Can you go somewhere, you know, hit some balls, shag some fly balls, things like that during this time at all?
I mean, when I spoke with Coach yesterday, it was more of a she is unsure about the whole CARA rules and everything in terms of what she is allowed to do with us. So she's holding back a little bit just in case because she doesn't want to step on anyone's shoes or do anything wrong, so which I definitely respect of her. And so she just kind of encourages us to stay active right now, which I've been doing. I just go for walks every day. And we also got some, like, it's called a quarantine workout from our wait staff, so they gave us those. And they're just an at-home workout that we're all able to do. And so far, that's all we got. And reps in terms of hitting and stuff are all on our own. But I think once Coach gets the word on what she's allowed to give us, that she'll definitely take action right away. So
yeah, absolutely. Ellie, let's finish up with going back in history just a little bit. And we talked today about heading towards that RMAC tournament where you guys were on the road. I feel like you were going to be getting into that RMAC tournament the way you were playing, the way the schedule shaped up. I'm certainly bummed we're not heading to wherever that tournament may have been this year, but next year, certainly we'd like to be back. And when you were a freshman, you had one heck of an RMAC tournament, made that all-tournament team, hit a number of several key hits and some big home runs. Do you think back on that tournament quite a bit? And, you know, this year when you're chasing down one of those tournament bids, do you think about those days and you know, how much fun it'd be able to get back and make another run like you did that freshman year?
Oh, definitely. I think about that all the time. My family and I actually joke about how much we always hear you mention that because it was the best year I've ever played, so it's pretty funny. But yeah, and just that team my freshman year, we were bonded so well, and I got the exact same feeling from the team this year, so I was so excited to go wherever the tournament was going to be and just have that same vibe with each other to be able to just know what we're capable of. And so it is really unfortunate that we don't get that opportunity this year, but I have no doubt that we'll be able to pick right up where we left off next year.
Certainly. Us as well here at Double Q Country. And Ellie, thanks so much for being on our show here today and sharing your story about how you're going to be able to continue your CSC career, giving some other athletes out there who get this extra year in the spring a bit of an idea of what's going into all of this. It's great information, and I'm really excited to hear that you're coming back to play another season with Shadron State, one of our favorite players to watch out there on the diamond. CSC senior Ellie Owens today, our guest on the CSC Sports Journal.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.